special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah. Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحبك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحبك يا نور الله ما شاء الله viewers of Madrasah welcome to this special series of programs yesterday today and tomorrow and if you've not watched this program before you'll come to know that in these series of programs, we look at our rich heritage. We look at the past. We look at our pious predecessors. We look at the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We look at the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We relate them events that have been maintained, collected, passed down through generation to generation for nearly 400 years or more. And when these events have been passed down from the pious predecessors, 600 years, 700 years, 1,000 years, they've been passed down for a reason. They've come down to us for a reason so that we can benefit from them. We can learn from them. So in this series of programs, we look at the events of yesterday so that we can try to make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow. And inshallah, that is the aim of this program. So please stay tuned and I'm hoping that we can learn something today. But we're going to begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is a very easy one. You know, normally we might say to you, recite Durood-e Pak 2,000 times, 5,000 times. This is a very easy one. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person sends salutations upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night, it'll become incumbent upon Allah azawajal to forgive all the sins that he committed during the day and all the sins that he's committed during the night. Allahu Akbar. How easy is that? You know, what a bargain that is. Just 3 times during the day, 3 times during the night. But the condition is what? Love and devotion. Love and devotion. That is condition. And today, we're going to talk about the love and the devotion of an individual. And by talking about the love and devotion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll then come to know how we should love, how we should have that devotion, how we should have that respect for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we're going to learn a little bit about his life and learn about how he loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And without doubt, all of the companions are worthy of respect and honor. They're all of that status in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to follow them, and you will never go astray. But amongst the companions, there are certain companions that are of greater status. And amongst them are the 10 companions that were guaranteed paradise through the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then amongst them, there are the 4 righteous Khalifas: Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And these 4 righteous Khalifas are amongst the best of the companions, and the best amongst them is Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Today we're going to talk about Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. We remember the martyrdom that took place on the 1st of Muharram, in which Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, he achieved this martyrdom. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, and he had this great love and respect for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once what happened was, I want to relate this event to you. He realized that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upset. He was grieved. And he went to him and he asked his servant permission to enter the place where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting. The servant went in, asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then returned and said, I have spoken to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mentioned you. But he observed silence. I then returned and I sat with a group of people sitting near the pulpit. But I cannot bear the situation. The reason, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was grieved for a reason. And he said that I could not bear the situation. And once again, I said to the servant, will you please seek permission for Umar to come and enter? He went in and returned. He said, I mentioned you to him, but he again observed silence. When I returned again, the third time I came, and the third time that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said to the servant that please, you know, request me, give me permission to come into the blessed court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The servant went in again, mentioned his name, and this time the servant came out and he gave him permission. It is stated that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he entered and he said that when I saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lying on a bed made of stalks of date palm leaves, there was no bedding between it and him. The stalks left mark on his side and he was leaning on a leather pillow stuffed with date palm fibers. I greeted him, and while still standing, I said to please him that I want to talk to you and I want to cheer you up. He came to me and said to him straight, I want to talk to you and I want to cheer you up. And he said to him, oh Allah's Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we the people of Quraysh used to have power over our women. But when we arrived in Medina, we found that the men here have overpowered the women. The Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. He was trying to make him smile. And then he said, I approached Hafsa and said to her, do not be tempted to imitate your companion, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, for she is more charming than you and more beloved to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, he was trying to cheer up the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, the second time, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. I'm just trying to envisage, you know, the happiness that must have brought into the heart of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. He realized that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upset. He realized that he was grieving for something. And so he sought permission to go and see him. Not once, not twice, not three times. You know, the third time he was granted permission. And nowadays, you know, how do we do like that? Have we got anything in our mind to be that kind of way where we're worried about someone grieved? But here we see that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and he was so concerned about the state of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he wanted to go and see him. He sought permission the third time, and he said that I was restless each time I was sitting there, that I couldn't bear to think to myself that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in this situation, and he would try his best to please him. And you know, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's how they lived their lives. They lived their lives trying to please the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be it in the ibadat, be it in the way they sacrificed their time, the money, the wealth, their lives, be it in whichever way, they were willing to do anything just to achieve a smile. Allahu Akbar. Just close your eyes and think to yourself that imagine how fortunate you are that through your words, through your actions, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at you. How fortunate are those companions that had the blessed opportunity to be with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also those fortunate companions, as a result of their actions, they were praised by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to look at them and smile. How fortunate they are. But they also realized, you know, it's okay me saying how fortunate, but they realized how fortunate they were as well. And they would go out of the way to try and achieve this. Their goal in life was not to build a big house, not to build a big mansion, not to do all these things. Their goal in life was to please Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul. That was their goal. It wasn't a third goal. Allah and His Rasul. Make Allah and His Rasul happy, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, everything will be happy. The greatest Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observes the entire situation and happenings of the people of the Ummah. Therefore, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that my life is better for you. You talk to me and I talk to you, and my apparent death is also better for you. Your deeds will be presented to me, and when I will see good deeds, I will praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when I see bad deeds, I will seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla for you. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala stated, the Holy Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is aware of every action of his Ummati. The blessed eyes of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can view anything, whether hidden or apparent. The one whose eyes are filled with coal of mazak, the speed of his gaze is beyond our thinking and imagination. He sees everything, and the noble Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observes everything with his gaze. Mystics say, here action refers to the state and action of the heart. Therefore, the greatest Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also aware of the state of our hearts. Views of Madhya Chow. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is aware of our actions, aware of what we do, aware of what we say, aware of what is in our hearts. Now, I can hide from you what is in my heart. You can hide from me. We can hide from each other. We can hide from the world what is in our hearts. We can hide our desires. We can hide our anger. We can hide that hatred that we have for certain individuals in our hearts. We can suppress it all. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware. And so we need to ponder that there are no secrets in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are no secrets in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. They are aware of everything that we are doing, everything that we are saying, everything that we are thinking. What is ever in our hearts? I was just thinking when I read that, I thought to myself that picture that day. Well, what is ever in our heart is there. What is ever in our minds is there. Everybody can see it. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows it. How will we feel on that day? Not only what is in our heart, but all of those things, you know, the day of judgment, all of your actions, all of your deeds, all of your sins, they will all become apparent. You can switch off the light and nobody can see you. You can close the door and thought nobody can see you. You can you know, go to a different town and nobody knows you and think to yourself that I can do whatever I want now because nobody can hear me, nobody can see me, nobody knows me. But Allah knows, Allah sees, Allah hears. So we need to develop that feeling in our heart of, you know, the fact that Allah is aware, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala is aware. And we have learned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of all of our actions. Our virtuous deeds make him pleased and our evil deeds sadden him. Our evil deeds sadden the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as people who claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should we be doing deeds that sadden him? Or should we be doing deeds that please him? Should we be sending salutations to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that please him? Or should we be backbiting, slandering, swearing, which displease him? Should we be doing the zikr of Allah and reading the Quran, which please him? Or should we be slandering people? Should we be reading our salah, which is the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or should we be wasting our time in shisha bars or whatever it is we do? You know, I don't have to answer them questions, do I? You know the answers to them questions. You know what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. But what you should be aware of is that Allah knows. Allah hears, Allah sees, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of our actions. And that is something that we need to be aware of. Not aware of other people's actions, not aware of other people's, but aware of the fact that Allah azza wa jal is watching you. You know, a couple of years ago, Amir Sunnati requested the Majlis of the Islam to make these stickers that Allah is watching you. And put it in your cars, put it in your offices, put it in your places of work, put it there. In my office, I have it above the door. Allah dekhre. Allah is watching you. Allah is watching and He's seeing everything that we are doing. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of everything that we are doing. And if Allah azza wa jal is watching everything that we are doing, are we not embarrassed? Are we not ashamed? Are we not frightened? We should be scared that I can hide it from my wife, I can hide it from my family, I can hide it from my friends, I can hide it from my colleagues, but I cannot hide it from Allah. Allah is aware of everything that we are doing. So we need to ponder over this, views of Malishan. I know today we are talking about a true lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we're going to have a small break now, and after the break, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about his life. But ponder over this. Ponder over this, that Allah azza wa jalla is watching you. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of what you are doing. Just think about this. If you don't take any other message from today's program, take this message that Allah is watching you and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of what you are doing. You're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. We're going to take a small break now. We're going to go to our first clip of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we're going to try to continue with the topic of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, the love that he had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to the break. Sallu ala al-Khabib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh my beloved Prophet of Mercy.
A Saint Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, I left for Makkah Mukarramah with the intention of performing Hajj from Sana'a, a city in Yemen. A large number of people of the city accompanied me to the end of the city to bid me farewell. One of them requested me to convey salam on his behalf in the respect court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The Saint rahmatullahi ta'ala goes on to say that I forgot to convey his salam during my stay in Madinah Munawwara. When I reached Zulhulaifa, and intended to put on ihram, I recalled that I was to convey his salam. Therefore, I explained to my traveling companions that I was to go back to Medina Munawwara to carry out an important piece of work over there and requested them to take care of my camel until I returned. My companion said that it was the time of the departure of the caravan and I would not be able to rejoin it if I missed it. I asked them to take my camel with them if I failed to return before the departure of the caravan. Thus, I returned to Medina Munawwara and conveyed that person's salam to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the respected companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. By then, night had fallen. As I came out of Masjid al-Nabawi, I came across a person who had come from Zulhulaifa. I asked him about my caravan. He informed me that the caravan had left. Listening to it, I returned to Masjid al-Nabawi and made up my mind to join any other caravan. I fell asleep in the masjid. In the later part of the night, I was blessed with the beholding the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum in my dream. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a person who has missed his caravan for the sake of conveying salam. Looking at me, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abul Wafa, I humbly said, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am Abul Abbas. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, You are Abul Wafa. That means one who is loyal. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then held my hand and instantly placed me in Masjidul Haram in Makkah. I stayed in Makkah for 8 days before the caravan of my city arrived. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, welcome back. You're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And in today's program, we're talking about the love that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And I want to mention a little bit about him, a little bit like a, almost like a history lesson, so we can summarize his life in just a few words, inshallah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala patrimonic, he was named as Abu Hafs, and his title was Farooq-e-Azam. And according to the narration, in the 6th year of the proclamation of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced prophethood to the people, in the 6th year, he was the 40th person to accept Islam. And he accepted Islam as a result of the du'as of none other than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Muslims, they were very happy when Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, because it gave them courage, it gave them support. And the time now came where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could openly worship Allah azza wa jal, perform the salah in the sacred Kaaba Sharif, now that they had the support of this great companion. He was also a person who sacrificed his time. He went in all the expeditions. He took part in all of the battles as well. And he was also a great minister of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That in the time of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would consult with his great companion Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and also the great companion Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, in terms of the ummah, of what things needed to be done and what happened. These were consulted with these great companions. So these are the people that used to sit with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and get this direct, you know, fares effectively from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also they were the people that would discuss the future of the ummah, and the plans were all discussed, and he would take advice from these companions. Then obviously Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, after the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he became the first righteous Khalifa. And then when he passed away, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he became the second righteous Khalifa. And one of the wicked unbelievers named Abu Lulu Firouz, he was a fire worshipper. He attacked Sayyidina Hazrat Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu with a dagger during Salatul Fajr, and he succumbed to the fatal injury, and he received the honor of martyrdom on the 3rd day of the attack. At the time of his death, he was 63 years old, and Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu anhu led his funeral salah. And on Sunday, the 1st of Muharram, 24 Hijri, the great companion of the greatest Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried beside Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu, who was resting beside the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you go to Madinah Sharif and you visit the resting place of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then also alongside the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu, and also Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. They have got the great status that they are those people that, you know, in their life they were with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after the apparent demise they are with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It said that with regards to Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, there's a famous story that he left home with the intention to kill, to martyr the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as he was going, he was asked, "Where are you going?" And he was told that, "I'm going there." And they said, "Go see your sister first, yeah? See what your sisters accepted Islam. If you want to sort out, before you go and sort out the Prophet, sort out your own household." So he went and he found out that his sister was reciting the Quran, and he got very angry, and he was beating up his brother-in-law and his sister. But then some mercy entered his heart, and he asked his sister that, "You know, you're taking all this, why are you taking, you know, show me some verses of the Quran." And she read the verses of the Quran, and his heart softened, that the Quran had this impact on him. You know, and slightly going aside the topic, there again is another proof that, you know, the Quran softens our hearts. Listening to the Quran, reading the Quran softens our hearts. And so after listening to the Quran, reading the Quran, he realized that he was in wrong, he was in error. And then he went to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to accept Islam. You know, a person leaves his home to kill the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ends up resting next to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, what a great change, what a great status that he has in Islam. And so he had this love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's shown throughout his life. One's love, you know, we have our love for our parents, we have our loves for our siblings, we have our loves for children, wealth, property. These are things that people love. They love the status, they love the power, they love the children, they love the family. And this is, in some cases, it is normal. And if any person forgets any of his relatives or family members and stops loving them, then it would not damage his iman. Remember this. If you forget one of your relatives and you stop loving them, you stop respecting, it doesn't damage your iman. However, love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of our iman. Having honor and deep reverence for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love for him is part of our iman. And so the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to develop ours. And like I said many times, it's not something that we can have an injection and we take a medicine and we take this medicine 3 times a day and all of a sudden, you know, we can become true lovers. No, it's not that easy. You know, in the same way that someone runs a marathon 26 miles, he doesn't turn up at the start line. He has to develop himself, develop that love, and it takes time. And we need to try to achieve that status that the great companions had, that they love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their own selves. There's a beautiful hadith with regards to Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, and it's in Sahih Bukhari. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that we were sitting in the blessed company of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was holding the hand of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he humbly said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, you are dearer to me than everything except my own self." The noble Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "No, by him in whose hand my soul is, you will not have complete love. You will not have complete love until I am dearer to you than your own self." Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, "O beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I swear by Allah, you are dearer to me than my own self." Listening to the words of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Now, O Umar, your love is perfect." Allahu Akbar. Now, this love is not just specific to Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. For every companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this love. But this love is not just restricted to the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of the Muslims have to have this love inside themselves. We have to develop this love inside ourselves to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves, more than our lives, more than our family, more than everything that you can think of. And that we need to develop that inside ourselves. It's not, like I said, it's not something that will come overnight. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Because this was a conversation that took place between the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. So you could say, oh, it's just about him. It's just about his love. It's just about his respect. No. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you can be a true believer. None of you can be a mu'min until I am dear to him, then his father, his children, and all the people. Allahu Akbar. And without doubt, views on the channel, a Muslim should have reverence and love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it's the most precious, the most priceless asset that we have. And if we look at the deep love that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's beyond any description. You cannot put it down and describe it, that this was his love. And it said that he would be in tears whenever he remembered the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu narrated that when Umar al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would speak about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would grieve and begin to weep, and he would state, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most merciful to the people, a father to the orphan. He was the bravest person amongst the people. He had a luminous face, sweet and pleasant fragrance, and according to lineage, he was the most worthy and honorable. None is like him from the predecessors and the successors. Allahu Akbar. You know, thinking about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to bring tears to our eyes. Does that happen to us? Probably not. Why doesn't it happen to us? Our fault. We are to blame. We've not developed that love. We've not nourished that love. We've not, you know, and the way you need to do that is by, you know, reading more, becoming more aware of the great personality, becoming aware of the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many of us, be honest with yourself, you're watching this program now, how many of us can say that we have read a seerah, a biography of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We've read about his life. We've read about his teachings. We've read about his upbringing. We've read about his birth. We've read about his sacrifices. We've read about the events that took place. We've read about the hijrah that took place from Makkah to Medina. We've read about the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Hud, the Battle of the Trench. We've read about all of that. How many of us can say that we have read a seerah about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now, to develop love, you can't just read one book. To develop love takes time, reading more and more, becoming aware of him, reading the hadith, reading his sayings, reading about the companions, how they loved. Because if we see how they are loved, then inshallah we will love them. And you know, the love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unique. If someone loves someone that you love, if someone loves someone that you love, we're not talking about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone loves someone that you love, you become jealous of them. Now, why is he loving him? Yeah, it's mine. It's my love. But when someone loves the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't become jealous of them. You love them as well. You love them as well because they love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you love the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you look at them as their example, how they love. And we look at the life of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in today's time, if you want to see love, if you want to see love in today's time for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stay on Madini channel. Don't switch off. Watch the Madini Muzakras. Watch the love that Amir al-Sunnah has for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if he finds that it is a sunnah, that it is something that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he would adopt it. If he finds that it's something that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked, he liked it. If it's something that he disliked, then he disliked it. And we should develop that love. When you develop the love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will like what he liked. You will dislike what he liked. When you develop that love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will obey his orders. You will follow his sunnah. You will love the people who love him, and you will hate the people who hate him. But that needs developing. And if we look at the companions, their love, we look at the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he's telling us. He's telling us that it's part of your iman. When we listen to the naats, people just listen to the naats and think, oh, it's a nice tune, isn't it? He's got a nice voice, isn't it? Listen to the words. Try to understand the words. Even when you listen to something, a kalam about the city of Medina, the dust of Medina, this again tells you that if we have been taught to love the dust of Medina, if we have been taught to love the city of Medina, Then why is this? Because why are we taught to love the dust of Medina? Why have we been taught to love the city of Medina? Because the connection, the attributes that it has to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting in Medina. Otherwise, Medina, what is Medina to us? Medina is just a city in the desert, but it has that connection with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because it has that connection, then the status is raised. Everything that has a connection to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has that raised, that has that status inside us. And that includes the Ahlul Bayt, that includes the family of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that includes the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that includes the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that includes the wives of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything that has a connection to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also love that. Love that as well. Why? Because the Prophet loved them. The Prophet loved the companions loved him. The Prophet loved his wives, the wives loved him. The Prophet loved the Ahlul Bayt, and the Ahlul Bayt loved him. The Prophet loved the grandsons, and the grandsons loved him. And if we look at all of these, had the wives loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the companions loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the Ahlul Bayt loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will see that where are we? You know, if their love is there, then I think we're somewhere down there. But we need to bring that up. Bring that up. You know, if there's one mission in our life, it should be to please our Rabb. If there's one mission in our life, it should be to please the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to achieve this, you know, again, you probably heard it a million times, and I'm going to keep on saying, but you need to associate yourself to an environment that encourages that love, that promotes that love, that talks about that love. You know, people, they go and they join sports academies. And when they join a sports academy, they've been talked about sport all day long. That's all they've been talked about. They talked about sport all day long. They become affected by whatever they've been told because they've been told about, you know, tactics in a game. That's all they hear all day. And they become, you know, part of them. It becomes part of their life. Them tactics, they become, you know, almost instinctive. They say that if a person plays a sport like football or cricket and he's constantly learning tactics, then when he goes out into the field, when he goes out in the earth, then tactics become instinctive. If you attach yourself to an environment like Dawat Islami, where you're taught, constantly taught the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you're constantly taught the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you're constantly encouraged to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it'll become part of your life. It'll become part of your instinct. You'll not want to be without the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll see that the mubaligh of Dawat Islami, that, you know, even in the home, they're wearing the turban. They feel uncomfortable leaving the home. Even if they take it off at home, then when they come out of the home, they feel uncomfortable. Even they're just going to the shop to buy some bread and milk, but they feel uncomfortable because it's become part of their lives. And what is this? This is the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This, alhamdulillah, once it's made, you know, it's not something you can keep on taking off and on. But this you can take off all the time. But once you have that love, once you have that respect, and do pray for me. Pray for me that I have that love, I have that respect. I'm not saying that I am a true lover, but what I'm saying to you is that we need to develop that. And the way to develop that is to adopt the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way to develop that is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the way to develop that is to know about the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the way to know about the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to attach yourself to an environment where you can learn it. Attach it to yourself to an environment where you will learn about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You learn about the life of the companions. You learn about the life of the pious predecessors. And every single pious predecessor that is mentioned on Madari Channel, that all the books are written about, all of them, every single one of them, was a true lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will not find any pious predecessor that is mentioned. They say, well, you know, he didn't love. No, astaghfirullah. They all love. They were all true lovers. So look at their lives, look at their teachings, look at their upbringing, look at how their tarbiyat and how they loved everything that was attributed to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, this is what we need to develop. And, you know, if we want to have that perfect iman inside us, and like I said, it's not an overnight thing. It might take all our lives to develop that, to strive and to try and develop that, to develop that love. It might take all our lives. And even then, we might not have complete love, but if we have this intention, that Ya Allah, put that love inside me. You know, somehow help me, you know, provide the ways, provide the speeches, provide the books, provide the resources that I can develop that love. And again, that is something not only that will come to us, but we need to do something about it. Read about the sacrifices of the companion. Read about how they achieved, you know, a beautiful goal in getting to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to smile on them. Achieve the goal of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to praise them. Yes, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised his companions, mentioned their companions in name. Allah Akbar, what a great status they had. And so we need to have our goal. So these people, the companions of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are our ideal role models in loving the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But our ideal role model is the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But how to love, how to follow, how to show respect, how to show reverence, this is the companions of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Viewers of the channel, we're going to take a small break now. We're going to go to the Kalam of the day. Let's go to the Kalam of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the respect and love that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq had radiallahu ta'ala for the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's go to the Kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Rasulallah. وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں جو علی کی اثر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی اثر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی اثر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ رخ نار ان کے لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں وہ نبی کی موتی کا معجزہ کہ وما غمیت کرے خدا وہ نبی کی موتی کا معجزہ وہ نبی کی موتی کا معجزہ کہ وما غمیت کرے خدا کہ وما رمیت کرے خدا वो निगाह कुफर की फोड़ दे, वो निगाह कुफर की फोड़ दे। उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया। वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया। वो फिर उसके शुक्रों को जोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया। वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, लिखूं नाज़ सुनकर ये बाजेज़ा के किसी की आँख निकल गई। लिखो नाज़ सुनकर ये मौजज़ा के किसी की आँख निकल गई, के किसी की आँख निकल गई। लिखो नाज़ सुनकर ये मौजज़ा के किसी की आँख निकल गई, के किसी की आँख निकल गई। बोलो आबे पाक से जोड़ दे, बोलो आबे पाक से जोड़ दे। उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया। वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया। वो पीरों के शुक्रों को जोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया। वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे।
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of my channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And today we're talking about the love and devotion that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala had for the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of my channel, the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is our master. And obviously, you know, without, we don't have to say this, but we are the humble bondsmen of the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And how great a rank is for someone to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But no matter how great our rank becomes, no matter what we become in this dunya, in this world, no matter how great our status is, we are still, you know, the bondsmen of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are still those people that need to look up to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter what you are. And the perfect example of this is Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. He said that, it's narrated that Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala narrated that when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala was appointed as the Khalifa, he addressed them from the pulpit and he said that I have been in the blessed company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Therefore, I was his slave and I was his servant. Who is he now? He is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Khalifa, the head of all of the Muslim empire. But he is saying that I am the slave. I am the slave, I am the servant of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And you know, when these companions said they loved, it wasn't just lip service. They meant it. They lived it. They proved it. They showed it in every aspect of their life. But if we look at ourselves, do we love? You know, we say we love. To love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just going and to mahfils. That's not enough. Yeah, okay, it's a good thing. Not just doing, making zikr, not just reciting naat loudly, not just staying up all night in mahfils, not just going on these luses. It's not just that. Yes, all of these things are a means to an end. They're all things that express our love. They're all things that can develop our love. They're all things that if we use and nurture, they can build that love inside us, build that respect inside us. But to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a part-time job. And unfortunately, loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but our deen has become part-time. It's become a hobby. We love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the month of Milad, and we'll put the imamah sharif on, and we'll put the nice clothes on according to the sunnah, we'll go in the julus, we'll get the flags, and we'll go to the mahfils, And we'll do that. And then after that, we're back to normality. We don't learn the sunnah. We don't adopt the sunnah. We don't follow the sunnah. But for that 1 month, we'll go to all the mahfils. We'll be there. We'll be sitting at the front, right next to the Nath Hall. We'll be sitting there. To love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not, you know, just one day, 1 week, one night, 1 month, 1 year. It is your whole life. And in your whole life, when I mean your whole life, it's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. In the same way, our deen has become a hobby. We got time, we'll read our namaz. Not got time, okay. Got time, we'll do something. That's not what our deen is. But unfortunately, that's become our deen. And our deen should not be our hobby. Our deen should be our life. Loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be our life. Following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be our life. But unfortunately, all of these big things, following the sunnah, learning the sunnah, learning the deen, acting upon the deen, our deen, our love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unfortunately today has become a hobby. Become something that if we've got time, we'll do it. If not, it's okay. You know, when I find time, I'll do it. And even people that have hobbies, they find time to do it, but we don't find time. Our life should revolve around our deen, not our deen revolving around our life. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. We have a small package that I want to play to you before the end of the program. Let's listen to this package and then we come back. We'll inshallah mention a few more parables, inshallah, of the life of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, how he loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to the final package. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
My dear viewers of Madin Channel, inshallah today I'm going to mention to you a blessing of sending durood upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that once my neighbor passed away, and my neighbor, he came in my dream and asked my neighbor that, how was the test of the grave for you? My neighbor replied, he goes, I was asked the question of the grave that, who is your Lord? What is your religion? What did he used to say about this individual, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? All my life, I read salah. All my life, I prayed. I read the Quran. I fasted in the month of Ramadan. Yet, I could not answer the question of the grave. It was difficult for me to answer those questions of the grave. But at that moment of time, at the moment of difficulty, an individual appeared in my grave. And he started assisting me in answering the question of the grave. So in the grave, there are three questions. The first question, who is your Lord? And this individual who is in my grave, he helped me and he answered the question. He said, sir, your Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second question I was asked was, what is your religion? The individual said, sir, your religion is Islam. And the third question was, what did you used to say about this individual? And for that question, I was informed to say that this is none other than the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After I was successful in answering the question of the grave, I asked this individual, who are you? Why have you come to help me? This individual, he said, I am an angel. I am an angel, and the only purpose and the only reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me was because you used to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now in your grave, you're finding it difficult to recognize that face who you used to recite durood upon. That's why I've come to your grave to help you. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, look at the blessing of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That by reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we have this belief that we'll gain help in this world, and inshallah, in our graves and in the afterlife, our durood will help us as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of my channel, you're watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. We're coming towards the end of the program, so I'm going to have to be very, very quick. In today's program, we're talking about the love, devotion that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he not only had it for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had it for anything that was associated or attributed to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Walad, part 30, verses number 1 and 2, he says that, I swear by the city, Makkah, for you, O dear Prophet Muhammad, are in this city. Dear Islam brothers, the commentators of the Holy Quran have a consensus upon this, that the blessed city for which Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath, I Makkah Mukarrama, indicating by this blessed verse, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu humbly said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed to you. Your exalted and status so high that Allah Azza wa Jalla took an oath of sand beneath your blessed feet through this verse. Allahu Akbar. From this verse, from this parable, from this event, we learn that the Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu had used to love the sacred city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born there, and he had devotion to the city of Madinatul Munawwarah because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is living there and he's resting there. And he had a dua. Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he did a dua. What is that dua? Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, I think this dua we should do, all of us should do. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your cause, and let my death be in the blessed city of your beloved Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Ya Allah, make that dua amongst us all. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your cause, and let my death be in the blessed city of your beloved Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both the duas of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam were answered, and may Allah have mercy upon him for this. He was martyred in the city of Medina. Allahu Akbar. And he is buried in the city of Medina. It is stated, viewers of the channel, that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar has narrated that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, once wore new clothing. He then asked for a knife. He said, oh son, pull its long sleeves from the beginning and cut it from the place ahead of my fingers. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, I cut it, but it was not cut straight, but from the top and bottom of sleeves. I humbly said, Father, if I had been cut using a pair of scissors, it would have been better. He radiallahu anhu said, leave it, son, because I saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cut it in the same way. Therefore, I cut my sleeves with a knife. When Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, had cut the sleeves, the clothing was in such a poor condition that threads were falling down from it. The companions, they followed the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this extent. They didn't care what the sleeves looked like. They didn't care what the clothes looked like. They didn't think about anything. They just loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and followed his way. There's a famous waqi that I want to finish with because time's against me and I'm going to be trying very, very quick. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, has narrated that Sayyidina Makil bin Yasir, radiallahu ta'ala, who was the chief of the Muslims of the area, was once eating food when a morsel fell from his hand on the ground. He, radiallahu ta'ala, picked it up and cleaned it and then ate it. Seeing this, some uncivilized people who were present over there gave him a look and said to him that, may Allah bless our chief or our leader, these uncivilized people are looking scornfully at you because you have eaten a fallen morsel despite the availability of food. Listening to this, he replied, I cannot give up what I've learned from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because mainly of these non-Arabs, if a morsel of food ever fell down, we would ask each other to pick it up, clean it, and not leave it for shaitan to eat. The companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would look at every sunnah, and they would not ask these questions. Nowadays we ask why, how, what is the benefit, please explain to me, I don't understand. Lovers don't need explanation. Lovers don't need proof. Lovers don't follow. And as lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's try to become true lovers. Let's try and follow the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's try and follow him and love him. And if we look at the companions today, we've only had a short program. We've looked at just maybe a few events. But the message is there that these companions loved. They loved the true way, and we should learn to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the true manner that he should be loved. So viewers of the channel, you've been watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And I hope that in today's program, we've learned something from the events that took place yesterday so that we can make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow. And until the next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah.